Over the past week, I have taken up my annual discipline of reviewing the past year. It's not that I have forgotten that December isn't even here yet. It is that today is the first day of a new church year, the first Sunday of Advent. So happy New Year. And for me, at least, this is the best time to do the work of prayerful review of the 12 months gone before. I commend this practice to you as your pastor as well. Do it now. Avoid the holiday rush. You can well imagine that not a lot in the past year went as I thought it would. Probably that's true for you too. But wouldn't you just know it? Last year, on this very day, the first Sunday of Advent, I was standing right here in this place at this time, right here in St. James's. And in case you don't remember, because I didn't either, here is what I said. I am here to warn you, as your pastor, that whatever is coming, whenever God begins a new thing, it surely means there will be a challenge and change and plenty of surprises. Well, beloved friends, don't say you weren't warned. I have been preaching long enough to know deep in my bones the message that I am supposed to bring to you today. It is a message about expectation and preparation. Most of you have been going to church long enough to be tuned in to that wavelength today. Today we are beginning our season of great expectation, looking forward to the coming of the promised Messiah on Christmas night. Watch and wait, Jesus teaches us today. Watch and wait. That's the preparation part. Get ready for what is coming. But you know, these long months of lockdowns and distancing and red zones have really drained me of any interest in waiting. All we have done since March is wait. We have waited for a path out of this dark time. We have waited for the chance to see each other's faces again. We have waited for this awful fear we feel about this randomly destructive disease to stop turning us into fearful people. When I was very young, my father would come home from work sometime in the middle of December with a Christmas tree. And it would go up in the front room of our house, and then mysteriously wrapped packages would appear under it from day to day, and some of them had labels on them, making it absolutely clear that they were for me. And then I had to wait. I had to wait because for some reason you could not open Christmas presents until Christmas, even when they were clearly labeled for you. And my mother would explain to me that Advent was our season of expectation, and expectation meant waiting. Waiting until the promise was fulfilled and the baby was born in Bethlehem. So as far as I was concerned, Advent was the season of delayed gratification. Advent was the season of interminable waiting. The 4 weeks of teaching me every day that patience is a virtue. Well, maybe. But this year, I am not so sure. We are so hoping for an antidote to this terrible disease that has caused so many deaths, disrupted so many lives, and destroyed so many livelihoods. Patience may be a virtue, but at least when it comes to the antidote, we may be feeling a little anti-virtuous. All of this pent-up waiting we have been living with has been magnified here at St. James's. Even while all this trouble and turmoil has been going on, your faithful, devoted vestry kept at its work of searching for a new priest. And once they found him, we had to wait again. Wait to find out when he would come. Well, now we know that. He will arrive on December the 23rd. Richard's advent will be nearly as long as our Lord's. But we will have nearly as much joy at his arrival as we will have for the coming of Christmas. Even so, we are still waiting. We are tired of waiting. We are tired of making preparations. We are tired of being worried. Those words of Isaiah speak right to our condition today. Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down. Come down now. Come now, vaccine. Come now, justice. Come now, peace on earth. Come now, righteousness. It is not wrong for us to feel impatient. It's not wrong for us to be tired of waiting, but a lot depends on what we do with our restlessness, what we do with our agitation. We can waste this energy on frivolities. We can invest our energy indulging in anger or in suspicion or in doubts or in what that wise old prayer calls the luxury of hurt feelings. Or we can invest our energy wisely in doing all we can, where we can, to get this broken world ready for what is coming. Because here is the news about Advent, brothers and sisters. Advent is not about waiting for something you already know. Advent is not about waiting for the vaccine. Advent's not even really waiting about Christmas. Advent's not even about waiting for Father Richard. Advent is about knowing God once fulfilled the promise of coming to live among us in Jesus, and God will fulfill once again another promise made to us, the promise that Christ will return in glory, that we will see the Son of Man coming with power and great glory. That is what we are waiting for. We're waiting for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, as St. Paul wrote to the Corinthians this morning. We're waiting for the coming of righteousness, for an end to all this sorrow and confusion. We're not waiting for a vaccine. We're waiting for the vindication of the way of love by the Prince of Peace. Now that is something worth waiting for. That is something worth getting ready for. There is every good reason for us to set aside our virtuous patience, set aside the works of darkness, and put on the armor of light to start making this house ready, to make our hearts ready for that day, because God is faithful. And whether we are ready for it or not, that promise is coming. Amen.